We are here with the Shadow Treasurer, Mr. Chris Bowen. Welcome to the Hindi program on SBS Radio, Mr. Bowen.
Wonderful to be back with you again.
Thank you so much. Now tell us, Labour wants to bring a surplus to the budget within the next 10 years. What's your drive towards economic growth and what can we see earlier than the 10 years, please?
Well, actually, what we've announced is a 10-year plan, but that 10-year plan gets us actually to surplus in 2020-21. So that's, you know, 4 years away, not 10 years away. And then our surpluses build very strongly after that because we've made tough decisions like dealing with negative gearing reform and capital gains tax. We're doing difficult things, but difficult things which are good for our economy. And our 10-year plan outlined our investment in manufacturing, in renewable energy and in infrastructure and in schools to drive economic growth.
Are we backtracking on our family tax cut benefits?
Well, we've announced our measures which we think are fair. We have to get the budget under control. That means some difficult decisions. We'll take half the supplements for people who earn, families who earn more than $100,000 a year. The government wants to take, the Liberals want to take all the supplement for everybody. So we have different plans, that is right.
And what about superannuation plans by the Labour?
Well, we announced our policy almost 2 years ago, and we announced it last February, not this February, just gone the February before, so 18 months ago. And that policy was fair. The government complained about it, but since then the government has made a complete mess of superannuation, retrospective tax changes, and they can't explain it. So we're having a look at what they are proposing, but our policy is the right one.
Okay, given that your policy is the right one, what about tax cuts to businesses? Won't that stop competition?
No, we support tax cuts for small businesses, for businesses under $2 million of turnover. We support that. That's the same position between Liberal and Labor. We disagree with the tax cuts for big business because for the tax cuts for big business are very expensive, $50 billion over the next 10 years. And while everybody would like tax to be lower, we can't afford that $50 billion just at the moment.
Okay, the Labour has plans to increase childcare benefits by 15% and also increase the child benefit rebate for families with children. So where will we get that funding from and can you explain that policy to us?
Well, it's the right policy again. A lot of parents and families are under real pressure on childcare. And also there's a cap of $7,500 at the moment being all you can claim. And that's been the same for a long time. And childcare is getting more expensive. So we'll increase that to $10,000. We're paying through it like we are all our policies through our tough decisions, negative gearing, capital gains tax, cracking down on rorts in the vocational education sector, making sure that our high-income super policy is sustainable, dealing with things like the emissions reduction fund and abolishing that. All these measures go to pay for our policies in schools, in childcare and in hospitals.
So do we have further plans for helping the health?
Yes, and we'll be announcing the health policy very, very soon, maybe even before this program goes to air.
Hopefully we should have it definitely before the 2nd of July.
It'll be way before the 2nd of July.
What about your policy on migrants and new immigrants to Australia?
Well, of course, we have a very, very strong record of supporting multicultural Australia. I was the minister who, of course, reinstituted multiculturalism as the official policy of the nation. It's the right policy. Immigration, by and large, for the skilled and family reunion programs is bipartisan. Both sides largely agree on how it should work and how many people should be here. Of course, we introduced reforms when I was in the minister for parenting reunion and other positive measures. That's the sort of track record we draw on.
Talking of parents, what are your plans for long-term staying visas for parents visiting their children from overseas?
Well, of course, when I was minister, I arranged for regular visitor visas to be much easier to get for parents. I'm sure Richard Miles, as minister, would continue that approach. And, of course, we do need to work very hard to do whatever we can to make it easier for parents to come and be reunited with their families on a permanent basis. The waiting list at the moment, I know, is very, very long.
Given your economic drive and your plans, do you think we will be able to retain Australia's AAA rating?
Look, I certainly hope so. I think it is under real pressure. I think whoever wins the election will have to work hard to keep it, but I would be determined to do that.
Since you're so determined, tell us, what is the confidence level in the Labour camp at the moment since Liberals or the Coalition and Labour are running neck to neck?
When we're running neck to neck, You can't be too confident, but you have to be a little bit confident. We were fighting hard on our policies. We think we can win, but only we can if we can win the policy debate, and we are winning the policy debate at the moment.
Thank you. May the best party and the best person win. All the best.
And Labor.
Thank you.
From my point of view.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.